2008, social media was the term du jour for presidential politics. What's going to happen in 2012? It seems like Twitter and Facebook and other social media tools are so much more prevalent. What's the term du jour for 2012?
I'm actually going to go in a different direction. It's a real threat to everything that's happened over the last, since 2003. First of all, I want to thank Andrew for everything he's been doing to lead on this stuff. A lot of people, during the Bean thing, I got a lot of press and stuff, but there were a lot of people that were busting their rears and really opening up democracy, and Andrew was one of them, and has been in New York ever since, and I want to thank him. But one thing about, when we watched Andrew's talk about SOPA, and PIPA, I want to talk about for a second about what's happening in this election. What's happening in this election is the response to the Bean campaign and to Obama and to the social network and the millions of people getting involved and working in the streets and giving money was not on the other side, hey, let's go give people tools to do that, to get engaged, and to be active and to contribute ideas, money, energy. It was to say, it was super PACs. Okay, now, this is not a partisan thing, I'll get there in a second. Here's what's happened. Every super PAC, every dollar of every super PAC that's out there that's spending the money that you're saying, over 75% of that money has come from 46 people. That's the difference. It is the copyright industry versus people who are trying to keep an open internet. It is the participatory democracy and millions of people actively, and I'm not one part or the other, but it versus 46 guys who are trying to stop it. And that's gonna happen with the internet and everything moving forward. I think we're in a colossal fight. It's just amazing to me that this is what it's come to. And then, on top of that, and this will make it sure it's not partisan, instead of doubling down on us, the president said, okay, I'll do super PACs too. Everybody, all you rich people get the super PACs. So I'm a Democrat, not for Obama, I don't mean that, but I'm just saying that that's where this thing could go the wrong way really fast.
Well, when you say the wrong way, you could argue the wrong way politically because it's a Republican president versus a Democrat. But what you're talking about is the impact of money on politics.
Right.
And we have the Supreme Court that just passed approved the Citizens United case. What are the prospects of Congress actually going in and amending the Constitution to prevent corporate donations?
I think we should amend the Constitution. I think we should qualify it in the ballot in the states that qualify it, and then push it in every single state assembly and senate, and qualify, change the Constitution, say people are people, corporations are not people.
Or the Constitution then, actually changing the Constitution.
We can change it. I think that's probably the way we defend the internet too. The open net is. I think the first thing is to change the Constitution, to amend the Constitution, or make it very clear in the Constitution that people are people, corporations are not people. Figure out what the right language is, but it's not to wait for the Supreme Court justices so we can get a better reading on what the Constitution says about that. We should say,
to do that, we're going to need to elect people who
right.
are in the future. And right now, it's not clear that we have enough members of Congress who support your perspective. So we're going to create a campaign. So here's the question. Can the internet help us build a campaign of awareness so the American public will engage and actually, in effect, lobby their members of Congress to change the Constitution to get rid of money in politics?
I think that's what we all have to do. That's the thing I think that has to happen. But I also think if you do it, in California, you can qualify initiatives to the constitutional amendment to the U.S. Constitution. We put the wording in, we create a campaign, we create the following to to win that campaign. California, and I'm not just in California, but Florida has initiated processes to change the Constitution. So you change, you know, you have to ratify all, every state has to do it, but we start again. And that would put pressure on Congress to do it. I mean, it might put enough, but it's going to be us. It's not going to, look, the powers that be are not going to change anything. They're going to try to keep holding on to it the way they have, and the American people are the only people going to save the system for ourselves, for real vibrant democracy.
Plenty of answers have postulated on the theory that there's going to be a candidate that could run a $100 campaign, not that more than $100 for any American run for president of politics. And now we see social media and technology as a potential vehicle for that.
Right.
But it just hasn't appeared. I mean, obviously, it was a flawed strategy with Americans Elect. Those who don't know, it was an attempt to try to create a third-party candidate using the internet to nominate somebody. When do you think that there's going to be enough critical mass connectivity through technology to create a new power center in American politics that will challenge money interests where networks matter more than money?
I think, unfortunately, it may take both parties continuing to fail us for another cycle or two to wake everybody up to the fact that we have to, and the other problem is there hasn't been a person yet. I mean, I thought, you know, Obama could be that guy. I think if he had said, you know, I won't take over $100 unless we're going to change the place in the inaugural, we'd be in a different position today, but he didn't do that. So.
Well, he had a 13 million person list that he was delivered in 2008 and squandered it. To stop talking to the 13 million,
right.
But when he did start talking to them 6 or 8 months after he was inaugurated, he was only asking them for money. If you were David Klaus right now or Axelrod, and you were able to control the direction of his campaign, what advice would you give Obama now to try to put the we back into his campaign?
I don't think you can do that. No. I think it's I think we're just look exactly like what you're saying. Like, okay, now he needs us. Now he's gonna, you know, now he's piping up on that. I think the thing I would have done the day I got in, I just said, look, the world is in crisis. All of our institutions need to be reformed and changed, and we need the people of the United States engaged in it, and it's you and me, baby. And we're going to do this together. And if you want to join us, come. And if you don't, and you want to stay in the past and stay part of the system that has that led to this, then fight us. And then every step of the way, every time any Republican stood up and obstructed in Congress, it would have been, they're still trying to hold on to the stuff that failed. We're moving forward. Instead, now he's articulating we're moving forward. And Romney wants to go and pass this. And I think, you know, it may be enough, but it's not the way I would have done it.
We don't have a lot of time for predictions for this year.
It's going to be closest. So I think that there are going to be 4 or 5 Floridas. I'm talking about Florida 2000. We are going to have, it's going to be a very close election, 4 or 5 states. And every single vote in those 4 or 5 states will count. It'd be Ohio, Virginia, Florida, and either Iowa or New Hampshire, I think, will come. And they'll probably come down to those.
That sounds so dysfunctional, I rest my case. Thank you, Bill.
Thank you.